What about the kind of stuff that looks kind of like cabbage that you use in salads? And,
celery? No, that wouldn't look like cabbage.
Well, when you got to get lettuce, you buy it by the what?
Head.
And if you wanted to get two, you say, I want two.
Two heads.
If you have two boys and three girls, you have five. And, do you ever speak of them as, heads of children?
Yeah, five head of children.
What about if somebody had seven boys and seven girls? You'd say he's got a what of children?
House full.
Anything else you'd say then?
Yeah.
What about, do you ever say passel?
Yes, that's one word.
What would that mean if you said it, he had a passel of children?
Several children. Above the average.
What do you call the green covering on the ears of corn?
Shuck.
And what about the string-like stuff that's on it?
Silk. Then the corn, then the cob.
And what about the thing that grows on top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And, what about the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob? What do you call that?
Mutton.
Mutton
corn.
Any other terms for that?
Rose nails.
Well, it's rose nails, yeah.
Would that be the same thing? Or something?
Yeah, the same corn.
See, what do you call the thing you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Oh. Pumpkin, or it could be made from a large gourd.
And what about the kind of vegetable? In fact, it looks kind of like a gourd. It's yellow.
Well, it's
got a crooked neck on it.
A small, a squash.
Squash. Squash is shaped like a, and cashew, but cashew is green stripe until it's thoroughly mature, then it's practically yellow.
And the squash is shaped like that, but it's mild.
Mm. What kind of melons do they have in this area?
Well, the most of people here plant the Charleston grays.
Watermelons.
I planted this year, I planted two different Florida melons. Really a shipping melon, you know. Got awful hard rind. But I don't like them. They're right bad. You've got to pick them when they're just right and dispose of them. They won't keep, but they're a good shipping melon because it's got an awful hard rind and it'll stand them jolts. But the most people here grow the Charleston gray.
And what kind of melon is that?
Well, it's a gray melon and just